Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. Welcome back. Amen. I'm finally moved into my new destination that the Lord has planted me in, and I will be back on more regularly from this day forward. Today, I just had a heart, amen, not just today, but over the last couple of days to come on and to pray for our children throughout the nations, our children that are in our homes, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, those, amen, that are in our neighborhood, those are in the nations, those, amen, that the enemy has a plot against, amen, to thwart their purpose and their destiny, those that the enemy is trying to remove their innocence, trying to take away their innocence in this hour, whispering lies into them in their ages when they are impressionable, whispering lies that they now believe is the truth. But we're asking God to move even in this hour against this plot of the enemy, that those lies be overturned and that the truth and become more apparent to them, that the light of life, that the light of salvation would overcome the darkness that has come against our children. Amen. God bless you as we come forward again. Welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. Amen. The music that you hear in the background is prophetic worship music. It is not mine. I do not own the rights or the copyright. Amen. This is just music I got offline. It is Nathaniel Cole. Go out and buy, amen, his CD. Amen. It is powerful. Amen. It is great, amen, to seek the Lord and worship God and even to come before him in prayer. I use it often. Matter of fact, most of the time, I use his and Kyle Lovett. Amen. But I do glorify God on today. I thank him for each and every one of you. Amen. This is the time for prayer and intercession for our children. Father God, first we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, glorifying your name, oh God, for allowing us to be able, oh Lord God, to come before you on today. Lord, we honor you, Lord God, as we come into your presence. We give you all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the honor. We recognize, Lord God, that every breath in our body, every beat of our heart, every impulse, Lord God, in our minds, it is because of you. Every talent, every ability, every gifting, every anointing, every bit of creativity, Lord God, it all came from you. Every good and perfect gift, it came from you, Lord God. So there's no reason for us to compare ourselves or there's no reason for us to get puffed up and think that we've done so much, because it was by your power that everything that we've ever done has been done, be it good, bad, or indifferent. Oh, God, you blessed us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to see this day, Lord God. So we bow ourselves, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Even right now, Father, we come out of agreement. Oh, God, we come out of agreement with the works of darkness, Lord God. We come out of agreement with the kingdom of darkness, Lord God, and those hidden things that we do not see that want to kill it and steal and destroy us, Lord God, and our children. Father, we come out of agreement, Lord God, with rebellion, Lord God, and disobedience. We come out of agreement with the works of wickedness, Lord God, with vile thoughts that come into our mind. We cast them down violently in this hour, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that we might, Lord God, be that you called us to be, even in this hour, Lord God, coming before you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, with our hands raised, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to search us even now in this hour and cleanse us, Lord, from everything that is not like you, everything that stinks in your nostrils, everything that causes you to grieve. Wash us today. Purify our hearts, Lord God. Purify our minds. Cleanse our hands, Lord God, of guilty stains, even in this hour as we come out of agreement, Lord God, even with our own vile wickedness, the wickedness of our own hearts. Asking, Lord, that you purify our hearts on today. Oh, Lord God, as we come into your presence, watch us, Lord God. Watch us, Lord God, so there be no hindrance in this prayer. Watch us, Lord God, so we remove, Lord, the legal right of the enemy to come against us even as we go forth. Oh, God, and we give you all of the glory and the praise as we renounce and denounce every wickedness,
renounce and denounce every perversion and every rebellion and every prideful spirit, Lord God, that would try to arise and does arise in us. Father, we kill it out even on today that your will be done in us even now. Move now, Father God, and wash us, wash us, wash us, wash us, Lord. Oh, God, that we be effective in your presence, Father. Watch us, Lord, that our prayers be effective, Lord. Watch us, Lord God, that we move heaven, Lord God, even in this hour, Lord God, as we pray. Oh, cleanse us, Father, of everything that's just not like you. Oh, Lord, every misunderstanding that we've had of your word, Father, give us wisdom and knowledge that comes forth from your throne, Lord, not something that somebody heard, not something that was manufactured, Lord God, out of their hearts and out of their minds, but that, Lord God, that is at your throne, Lord God, that comes out of your mouth, Father, oh, God, endue us with knowledge and wisdom in this hour. We need your wisdom, Lord God, to go through, Lord God. We need your wisdom, Lord God, to maintain stability, Lord God, in the midst of this rocky terrain, Lord God, that we're going forth in. Oh, Father, stabilize our hearts and our minds. Stabilize our feet, oh, God. Move in us now, Lord God. Make us whole and entire even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I bless your name, Lord God, even as we go forth. Oh, God, I lift our children before you even right now. Father, I cover the children. I cover my children, Lord God, my grandchildren, my nephews and nieces, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I cover my neighbor's children, Lord God, and the children in my state and in my city and in my nation. I cover the children and the nations of the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, against the diabolical plan of evil. Lord God, to plant, Lord God, seeds of evil into their hearts. Oh God, in the name of Yeshua, I decree and declare every evil seed is destroyed even right now in the name of Yeshua. And every root, oh Lord, be uprooted by your power even right now. Oh God, let your all-consuming fire move, Lord, even in the midst of the children, Lord God, and burn up every evil seed and every evil root. Oh Lord God, that's been embedded in their hearts and in their minds, Father. Oh Lord God, I plead the blood over the ones, Lord God, that have been abused and misused in this hour. I plead the blood, Lord God, that you rescue them, Lord God, out of the darkness. Rescue them, Lord God, out of the hands of evil influencers. Rescue them, Lord God, out of their captive's hands, Lord God, out of the hands of evil parents and evil guardians. Rescue them, Lord God, from those that would kidnap them and use them, Lord God, for ungodly purpose. Oh God, move now in the midst of our children. Cover them, oh God, in your blood. Cover their minds. Cover their souls, oh God, cover their bodies. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, the Christ, cover them, Father. Oh, right now, oh God, protect them, Lord God, as they go forth, Lord God, out, Lord God, into the world. Protect them as they go to the bus stop. Protect them as they walk into the schoolhouses. Protect them. Preserve their destinies. Preserve their lives in this hour, Lord God. Preserve, Lord God, hold their innocence on today. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against everything. Oh, Lord, every evil, every darkness, Lord God, that has come against the innocence of our children, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to take away, Lord God, that you put in them, Lord God, to bombard them with evil, Lord God, so that they believe that there is only evil that exists. Father, we come against it even right now. Oh, Lord God, let your light, Lord God, let your light, Father, burst through the darkness, even in this hour of those, oh God, that have been harmed. Let your light, Lord God, rescue them, Lord, from the darkness. Oh Lord, and hide the them even right now, Father. Hide them from those that would hurt them. Hide them, Lord God, so that they cannot find them in the spirit. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, move even now those that have you have purpose, Lord God, with greatness, Lord, for these last and evil days. Oh, Lord God, those that you have purpose, Lord God, to go for those that you have purpose to be great, Lord God, in these end times. Hide them, oh, thou great Yahweh, hide them even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Hide each and every one of them in this hour. Oh, Lord God, that you purpose, Lord God. Hide them for your purpose. Hide them, Lord God, to bring forth your great name. Hide them, Lord God, to go forth according to your will. Hide them, Father. Oh, God, that they make your name great, even among their peers, that they make your name great, Lord God, among the seniors and the adults and those, Lord God, that don't, that look upon them and say, think they're only a child. Oh, Lord, but you have raised up children. Oh, Lord, to speak words of wisdom that their elders have not even spoken. Oh, Lord God, move in this generation, oh, God. Oh, God, speak to those in this hour, Lord God, that have not been taught the ways of holiness or righteousness. Speak, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, to those that don't even know that you exist. Oh, Lord God, reveal yourself, Lord God, to this in generation. Reveal yourself to these children, Lord God, who have not been taught, who have no foundation, who don't know to call upon your name, who don't know that you are a rescuer, who don't know, Lord God, that you will bring them out and bring them through, who don't know that you are the great I am, the self-existent one, those that don't know that you are the Ancient of Days, you are our deliverer, our help in the time of trouble. Father, reveal yourself, Lord God, to these, Lord God, that have not been taught, to these who have not been prepared, Lord God, for the evil that are coming forth. Reveal yourself. Oh, Lord, I cover them today. I cover each and every one of them today. Oh, Lord God, and I break off every spirit of retaliation, every spirit of every counterattack, every backlash right now in the name of Yeshua. Father, cover me and everyone praying alongside me for our children in this hour. Cover us with your power, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Move every obstacle, Lord God, and destroy every yoke of the enemy. Destroy, Lord God, every root and every snare. Destroy every trap, Lord God. Oh, Lord, hide them, Lord God, from those, Lord God, that have been influenced with evil, Lord God. Those that have a destructive bent, Lord God, in their hearts. Hide them, oh God, in this hour. Hide them, Lord. Hide them from evil, Father. Hide them from the evil of the present day, Lord God. And let them arise, Lord God, in your spirit. Let them arise in knowledge, Lord. Cause them to arise in wisdom, Father. Cause them arise, Lord God, with your might and your counsel. Cause them to step out and step forth. Cause them to break through, oh God, and break out, oh Lord, of every captivity. Even right now in the name of Yeshua, move, oh God, oh Lord, in the midst of them, Lord God, oh Lord, that they might give you the glory and give you the praise even in their youth. Oh Lord, raise them up, Lord God, even among those, Lord God, that don't know you, Lord God, those that dismiss you, Father, cause their children, oh God, to arise, Lord God, and even let those know, Lord, those adults in their lives, even those that are doing the very best that they can and they don't know you, Lord, cause those children, Lord God, to show them the light of life, to show them that you are Lord, that you are the Savior, that you are a keeper and a provider. Oh God, cause the children, oh God, to show forth the goodness of the Lord. Oh Lord God, move now in this generation, Lord God. Give them hope and give them help. Oh, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, bless and keep each and every one of them, Lord. Make them whole and entire, lacking nothing. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, lacking nothing. Oh God, move now, Lord God, in the teenagers and in the adolescents, those that think they know, Lord, more than their parents, Lord God, that are trying their best to guide them. Oh, God, I plead the blood over their lives. I plead the blood against the diabolical plan of the enemy, Lord God, to move them out of alignment of their destiny. Father, move them back into place. Reposition them back, Lord God. I come against the works of evil against their minds. I come against the contrary and rebellious spirit. Oh, Lord God, I speak of life in this hour, Lord God. I tear down, Lord God, the lies of the interlopers, the lies, Lord God, the pathology that the enemy has set up in their lives. I tear it down even now and disassemble, Lord God, the destruction and the self-sabotage spirit, Lord God, that has come upon them even now. And I speak life, Lord God, into them. I speak hope. Oh, Lord God, I speak wholeness even right now in the name of Yeshua. Move, oh God. Move, oh God. Move, oh God. Move, oh God. Even right now for our children, Lord. Bless and keep them, Lord God. Sanctify them and make them whole. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you to move on behalf of the children in this hour. We need you, Lord God, to move, Lord God. Oh, God, and bless them and keep them now. Oh, my God, in the name of Yeshua. I pray, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and I bless your name, Lord God, even as I end on today, Lord God, I give you the glory and all of the praise, Lord God, all of the honor, Lord God, because our hope is in you, Lord. You and you alone are the deliverer. You and you alone is our salvation. You and you alone is our hope, Lord. The righteous run. You are a strong tower, Father, and the righteous run in. And we are safe, oh God. So we run, Father. We run today. Father, we run today to the strong tower, oh Lord, because there's safety there. Oh Lord, instruct us, Lord God. Give us wisdom of the ages, Father. Bring forth miracles in the midst of us. Miraculously move in our bodies and in our minds, Father. Miraculously, Lord God, turn, Lord God, things around, Father. Miraculously bring forth, Lord God, something out of nothing, Lord God, to bring deliverance in this hour. Oh, my God, in the name of Yeshua, I bless your name. I bless your name, Lord God, with my whole heart. I give you thanks, and I give you praise, Lord, because you alone save. You alone heal. You alone deliver. Oh, Lord, there's been many lies that went out, Lord God, and many that claim, Lord God. And there's many that have accepted a counterfeit and a substitute, a lie from the enemy, Lord God. But I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the Savior. And Yahweh is the Father. I give you glory, oh God. I praise you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord God, move in us, Lord God. Make us whole and entire on today. Bless our day, Lord God. Oh, Lord, remove, Lord God, remove the sting, Lord God, of the enemy's hand, Lord God, from our lives, Lord God, and wash us of everything, Lord God, that would hinder your will, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Wash us and wash our children of everything that would get in the way of their destinies, Lord God, as you bring forth breakthrough and break out, as you loose the chains of captivity, Lord God, in this hour. Oh, God, we honor you, and we give you praise, and we bless your name. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we bless your name, oh God. Oh God, we give you the honor and all of the praise and all of the glory. The glory is yours, Lord. The glory is yours, Lord. The glory is yours for the things that you have done already and that you are about to do. Lord God, the glory is yours, and we will give you the glory. Oh God, as you move mightily in these situations, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as you clean up those things that are dirty, Lord God, as you remove the wickedness, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as you bring forth salvation with your mighty hand, and as you, Lord God, deliver the minds, the hearts, the souls, and the bodies, oh, Lord, of your people, especially the children on today, will forever. Forever, Lord God, give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father. We honor you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your hand. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, Lord God, that transcends time and space, a love that is everlasting, that supersedes any boundaries or conditions, Lord, or any limits, and just has no limit. You love us like that. Oh, God, bless us, Lord, and make us even able to love one another, Lord God, with the love that you have for us, Lord God. Enable us to love humanity, Lord God, the way that you love us, and enable us to love our neighbors the way that you love us. Enable us, Lord God, to go forth with your love, Lord God, and with your wisdom. Oh, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. On today, amen. Go in God. Amen. Go in grace. Amen. Follow after. Amen. Holiness. Amen. Chase hard after the ways of God. Amen. Chase hard after him in prayer and wait. Amen. This is a reciprocal relationship. Many times we don't wait. Amen. For the word of the Lord. We don't wait for him to speak to us. And I am so guilty of that myself. But this is an hour where we have no choice. We must receive the instruction of the Lord. He'll tell us where to hide or how he's going to hide us. He'll tell us how to survive the things that are coming. He'll tell us how to go through the things that are coming ahead, and so that we won't prolong the time. Oh, Father, help us, Lord, help us. We need your help, Lord God, for every step. We need your help, Father. Help us, Lord. Help us. We look to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help, it comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Our help comes from you and you alone, oh God. Can we bless your name today as we keep your faith? Amen.